Hey, welcome back. You're listening to episode 168 of the Walking Leader Podcast. This is the Walking Leader Podcast. I'm David Guerra. This is episode 168. Let's get started.
Like it says in the show notes, wherever they happen to be on your screen, the show notes, it's about never play favorites when it comes to leadership. And breaking news as I was finishing this up and getting ready to come on the air. So it's quite timely dealing with favorites and favoritism. Favoritism happens. It happens all the time. We know as leaders, we know it should not happen, yet here we are right in the middle of this. Perfect example today in my local news. I'm not going to get too much into it, but I don't think you have to look that far anyplace else. Wherever you happen to be on the planet, I don't think you have to peel back the layers, too many layers, to see that favoritism occurs. Favoritism's going on. Favoritism happens. And we've all heard it all our lives growing up. We've heard it and we still hear it today. You were always so-and-so's favorite. Oh, you were always mom's favorite. You were always granddad's favorite. Whatever. You hear that. You also hear things like, oh, that's just, don't worry about her. He's a teacher's pet. Or don't worry about her. She's a teacher's pet. Oh, that's the principal's son. You know, things like that. You know, that's the favoritism. You get tagged that way. And that's where the favoritism is. And, you know, the go-to guy or the go-to gal and so on and so on. But it's, don't worry about that. That's not the issue. It is an issue because all it really truly does is it serves to create discontent, resentment, jealousy, mistrust, animosity. Nothing positive comes from that, playing the favorites. And we're all human beings. Everybody's a human being. Leaders are human beings. I get that. For the longest time, and I stand on the premise that if you want to be the leader, you stepped up to be the leader. Guess what? You have to be the leader to everyone. And I've said it on this show numerous times. I've said it in my writings, in my podcast, in my other videos. You want to be the leader, you have to step up, and you cannot pick and choose. You cannot pick and choose who you want to lead. No, that's freaking middle school mindset. See, a leader that believes they can pick and choose who they want to lead are not leaders. They're not leaders. If you want to say, oh, I'm going to pick and choose, this is who I'm going to lead, they're not even bad managers. They are just horrible. They're not even bad. They play that favorites. They play that favorites game that was played back in middle school. Middle school, it's just nonsense. I'm not going to get into it, but it's just a nonsense time in anybody's life. I know I hated when I was in middle school. I know a lot of kids nowadays, same thing. They just don't like middle school. They love elementary, and I'm not going back that far, but it's really in that middle school mindset that things just happen. And then in high school, things start to settle down because people are more interested in their future. Now they're starting to see their future as opposed to start playing those games. And again, even then, childish and foolish mindsets. And that's what creates, because there's still going to be those people that are going to move on and take that with them. And it's like, oh, I have to play favorites. But again, it's a childish and foolish mindset. And those individuals are stuck with it because no one's called them out on it. No one has called them out on it. Or they've seen the leadership or their mentor, quote unquote, the mentors before them do the same thing. So it's just kind of the natural progression. If they did it, well, I can get away with it too. Folks, this is the 21st century. I mean, if it was all just a popularity, then, you know, the ones playing favoritism, well, they would be kings. They would be kings. But you know what? This is not, like I said, this is 2020. This is the 21st century. We're into the third decade. We're into the third day. It's 2000 to 2009, the first decade, 10 to 19, the second. We're into the third decade of the 21st century. And folks, we can't be playing those games. There is no time for those kind of sixth grade, we cannot be playing those middle school games. And that's all that is. Folks, as a leader in the 21st century, there's just no time. Everyone that you're responsible is hustling. Everyone is grinding. Everyone is trying to make something happen. And if you're not out there doing it, and if you're not out there encouraging the people that you're responsible for, all of them, you don't belong in a leadership position. You have failed as a leader. If you're still living in that mindset of the 20th century mindset, 1970s, 1980s way of doing things and singling people out and playing that game, 1960s, 1950s, you're wrong. You've lost. This is the 21st century. You're going to get found out, and you're going to get found out sooner than later because it is the 21st century. Everyone's a little bit more connected nowadays. Everyone is not afraid to talk. Everyone is not afraid to share. And when that favoritism pops up, guess what? You're going to get called on it. Don't get called on it. And how do you not get called on it? Well, you don't behave in that manner. You have an issue. You have to deal with it. You step up. Don't worry about ruining your reputation. Your reputation is ruined. Worry about rebuilding it because you stepped up and you said, we're not going to tolerate this anymore. This behavior is not going to happen. It's not condoned. It's not going to be accepted, and dish out the punishment. But if you're playing favorites as a bad manager, you don't belong there. This is the 21st century. That time's over. That time is long gone. And remember, I mean, they just have no place in that business. So everyone, sure, you can have, you're human. And like I said, that sure, you can have people you don't like. You can have people you don't like, and that's fine. But as a leader, you have to remember two things. Thing number one, as a leader, don't show it. Don't show that you don't like someone. For whatever reason, you have your own private internal reason. Keep it to yourself. Number two, treat everyone, and I mean everyone, the same. And guess what? The people start proving themselves to you. People start showing who they truly are. And guess what? Maybe deep down inside, you do like them. But you have to change your mindset. You have to change your way of thinking. You have to change your way of behaving. Because if you want to remain a leader in the 21st century, you cannot keep playing those middle school games. You cannot be playing the way the game was played in the 1970s, the 1980s, 1990s to some degree, the 40s, the 50s. You can't do that. Favoritism's gone. And yeah, I know. In a lot of places, I've had a conversation this past week with somebody who's trying to get a job and trying to get a job, finally got a job where they wanted to get a job at. But the conclusion was, is why they couldn't get a job is because they didn't know anybody. But they had the credentials. They had the education credentials. They had the experience credentials. But they didn't know the right people because where they were applying, where they were trying to get a job, it was who you knew. And that's how they got in. So if you have a problem with someone, work it out. If you have a problem with someone in the workplace, you as a leader, if you have a problem with somebody, work it out. Because, well, you have to work together. You have to work together. And as a leader, you have to be better and you have to rise above because that's the only way it's going to get done. So make sure you're doing it. And in 2020, you have no choice. You have no choice. You have to be real. You have to be authentic. You have to be the walking leader to everyone, to everyone. See, the days of leaders, and I quote that because they're not leaders, the days of leaders playing those games of favoritism, they're gone. They're out the window, long gone. You have to be better than that. You have to be better than that. Be better, behave better, you do better.
You've been listening to episode 168 of the Walking Leader Podcast. Let me know what you think. I want to hear from you. Let me know what you think of the content. Let me know what you think of the episode. Let me know what you think of all of this. Email me, dave@davegarrett.com. I want to hear from you. I really, truly do. I wouldn't ask if I didn't want to hear from you, because that's how I get better, when I hear from people. Let me know what's going on. Don't forget to reach out to me on Twitter @DaveGarrett, all one word. And if you're on Instagram, let me know. Follow me. Dave_Guerra. That's Instagram there. Instagram.com/Dave_Guerra. Also, don't forget to visit my Facebook page. Subscribe, follow along. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. That's what it's called, The David Guerra, T-H-E. Again, I thank you for listening to episode 168. Join me next time for episode 169, where we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. Until then, take care and remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.